Sonia McWilliams passed away peacefully at her home in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, on March 12, 2025, with her family by her side. She was 95 years old. Sonia was born in Moose Jaw, the place she lovingly called home for her entire life. She attended Prince Arthur Elementary School and Central Collegiate Institute before taking a rapid commercial course at Moose Jaw Technical High School, which led to a job at SaskTel until her marriage. Sonia was of Ukrainian heritage. She taught dance and played piano with the local Ukrainian orchestra and dance troupe. She married the love of her life, Dr. Frederick McWilliams at St. Andrew's United Church. They shared 65 happy years of marriage and were truly as one. Sonia passed away in the same room where Fred had passed, with views overlooking the school where they first met and the church that was central to their lives. Sonia's devotion to her four children was unwavering, as she and Fred supported them in countless ways throughout their lives. This love and support extended to their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Sonia and Fred were strong believers in education and supported their family in pursuits of higher learning. They were always eager to attend band and choir concerts, piano and other music lessons, musical theater performances, curling, basketball, football, volleyball, soccer, swim meets, graduations, and any other events that involved their loved ones. Sonia and Fred were known to apologize if they were unable to attend. In 1975, Sonia founded and coordinated the XYZ, Extra Years of Zest, senior citizens group which provided arts, crafts, exercise, games, day trips, and many other activities all at no cost to local seniors. The XYZ group fostered a strong sense of community. She was a member of the Saskatchewan Senior Citizens Provincial Board for several years. In 1976, she and Fred started the McWilliams Family Reunions, which continue to this day. In 1977, Sonia joined Fred's optometry practice as the office manager. For decades, Sonia and Fred were dedicated supporters of the local music community. They were deeply involved with the Moose Jaw Lions bands, assisting with day-to-day activities, concerts, festivals, and fundraisers, as well as chaperoning the European trips in 1964, 1970, and 1974. Sonia devoted many hours to organizing and supervising students for the Royal Conservatory of Music, Toronto. She also volunteered on committees for the Kinsmen International Band and Choral Festival and the Moose Jaw Music Festival. Sonia and Fred were especially connected to St. Andrew's United Church in Moose Jaw. After meeting at Central Collegiate, Sonia invited Fred for their first date, January 26, 1945, to a hayride party with the OTAGS, older teenage girls, at St. Andrew's. 3 years later, they were married at St. Andrew's, followed by the first-ever wedding reception and dance at Temple Gardens Dance Hall. The family remained active members of the St. Andrew's community for many decades. She and Fred served on many committees, taught Sunday school, sang in the church choir, and danced with the Buttons and Bows. They helped with many pancake breakfasts, potlucks, and dinners. There were many mornings where grandkids could look out the school bus window going past St. Andrew's to see Sonia tending the flowers and Fred mowing the lawn. Sonia loved spending her winters curling and her summers at Buffalo Pound. She also inherited her father's love of gardening and her mother's artistic ability. Sonia especially loved oil painting. Many of her works of art hang in the homes of her descendants. Sonia was a wonderful human being known for her warmth and generosity. She had a marvelous sense of humor and a way of lifting the spirits of those around her. Hosting family and friends brought her great joy, and she always made sure that everyone, including pets, were well cared for. Grandma Mac would always take care of her grandkids when they were homesick from school. Her culinary skills were legendary, and there was always an extra seat at Sonia's table. She was predeceased by her husband, Fred, her parents, Mary and John, and her grandparents, Josephine and Michael, and Anastasia and Nikolai. She was also predeceased by her brothers and sisters-in-law, Alice, Claude, Bodway, Edwin, Eleanor, McWilliams, Mary, Horace, McTavish, Helen, Herbert, Hedden, Billy, Claire, McBurney, Margaret McWilliams, and Ruth, Eric, Bryant. She is survived by her children, Angela, Pamela, Willie, John, Valerie, and Kent, Renata, her grandchildren, Jacqueline, Florian, Shannon, Federico, Luke, Sonia, Maria, Tim, Kate, Laurent, Peter, Leanne, Patrick, Stephanie, Anya, Riley, Ali Marie, and Kaylee, and her great-grandchildren. She is also remembered by many dear nieces and nephews. In lieu of flowers, those wishing to honor Sonia's memory may consider a donation to the Canadian Cancer Society or the CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind, charities that were close to her and Fred's hearts. A celebration of Sonia's life will be held on Friday, August 1, 2025, at 11 a.m. at W.J. Jones & Son, 474 Hochelaga Street West, Moose Jaw. Della Ferguson will officiate. We will gather in gratitude to honor Sonia and Fred's lives, their spirit and their faith. In living memory of Sonia, a memorial planting will be made by W.J. Jones & Son Limited. Please sign the memorial register at website, www.wjjonesandson.com, obituaries, Dana Chamberlain Funeral Director.